Hello, Degrassi fans, and welcome to season 5 of the Degrassi Kid podcast. I can't believe that we've accomplished so much together. Over the last 4 seasons, we've interviewed over a dozen Degrassi stars, including Christina Schmidt, who played Terry McGregor on Degrassi The Next Generation, Jamie Blah, who played Yael on Degrassi Next Class, and Jordan Todesi, who played the first trans character, Adam Torres. We interviewed behind-the-scenes creatives like Degrassi's publicist, Catherine Ellis, Degrassi's art director, Judy Shiner, and Degrassi's co-creator, Linda Schuyler. One of the craziest announcements was in 2022 when Degrassi announced a brand new reboot. And while the show never did come back, a whole flood of memories were started just because of this one moment. It all started when Annie Clark reached out to me and said, if anyone should start a Degrassi podcast, it's you.
It just popped into my head, like, why does Jocelyn not have a podcast? Like, that's crazy.
And obviously, when Annie Clark tells you to start a podcast, you start a podcast. From there, we launched the very first episode of the Degrassi Kid podcast, and opportunities started to pop up everywhere. Linda Schuyler announced her life's memoir called The Mother of All Degrassi and hired me for her publicity team. I got to visit each location where they filmed the show, tour the sets, and party with Degrassi stars. Later, I hosted my very own tour with fans where we recreated the experience, right down to partying at Linda Schuyler's house. And just recently, I was invited to give a speech at Canada's Walk of Fame, where I helped induct Degrassi and celebrate over 40 years of achievement. The best part was this video, where listeners of the Degrassi Kid podcast got to send in their congrats and say thank you, Degrassi.
It clearly made an impact on me and so many others, and I'm just so incredibly grateful for it.
And that's not all. Throughout this podcast, we were able to meet Degrassi fans and hear their thoughts on the show. Degrassi fans got cameos from the cast.
What's up, Catherine? I heard the good news.
And we made lifelong memories through our online fan events. Through Patreon, we mailed out packages every single month, connecting you with exclusive merch and autographs and growing your Degrassi collections. Seeing your reactions and being a part of your Degrassi memories has been such a rewarding experience for me. I love Degrassi because it's the show that helped me come out of the closet when I was a teenager. I really saw myself in the character Fiona Coyne, especially in this moment when she said,
I'm in love with her. And she's a girl.
But it's so much more than that. Degrassi means so much to me because I started to learn about the history of the show. And that's when I found out that Degrassi was created by a school teacher named Linda Schuyler, who wanted to help kids that were struggling just like me.
The response to these shows is incredible. I mean, Degrassi Street is a little tiny street, as you well know, over in Toronto's East End. And it's known around the world.
She wanted to send home the message that you are not alone. And I learned from that. And now, because of all of these experiences, I feel less alone than ever. I am so thankful for how many people I've gotten to meet just because we love the show together. So, what's next? This season, we're bringing you the best of the best. We'll meet more actors and creatives from the Degrassi team, we'll deep dive into our favorite behind-the-scenes moments, and we'll give you an elevated fan experience that you just can't find anywhere else. If you love Degrassi, then this podcast is for you. If you want to help support these Degrassi fan projects, visit patreon.com/DegrassiKid and find the tier that's best for you. Your support goes a long way in making dreams come true.